everyone. This is Barry Brown of the Family Brown, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back with Johnny. Keep listening, folks.
We were raised on country music, so you know we were brought up right.
Well, yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites by some very dear friends of mine, I'd like to once again welcome you all back into the Way Back with Johnny show here on this great channel. We are sitting on the other side of the second hour here of this weekend's program. With that also mentioned, I'd like to remind y'all that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. Also heard over historic CFRC 119 FM in downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. Also being heard throughout the World Wide Web at www.oshawarocks.com, as well as Way Back with Johnny on YouTube. With all that mentioned, I'd like to now celebrate some great Canadian archives and pioneers as we pay tribute to our first double feature of today. With that, it's going to be a tribute to the father of Canadian country music, Ralph Carter, who we remembered last weekend in a 3-hour tribute, and that's in the archives on YouTube as well as CFRC. Now, with that mentioned, he was one of the most influential pioneers and figures in early country music in Canada, and is truly the Canadian country music father. With that mentioned, he also had out in 1967 an album titled God Bless Our Canada. From this album, we'll hear the title track first, called, of course, God Bless Our Canada. Then we'll follow with another all-time Canadian classic called My Old Canadian Home. So with that, I'd like to welcome you all here to the second hour of our morning show. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Year of 1967, we celebrate our greatest jubilee. Salute our flag as it waves so proudly. Oh Canada, our land of the free, keep it free. Let's march together, let's pray together. May the good Lord be our guiding star and grant salvation to this great nation. I'm glad that I was born in Canada. God bless our homeland, we're proud it's our land. From Newfoundland to our northern borders, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. We all love our Canada. Let's not forget those who died that we may enjoy our freedom in this great country. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. I'm glad that I was born in Canada. God bless our homeland, we're proud it's ours. Our northern borders, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. We all love our Canada. Let's not forget those who died that we may enjoy our freedom in this great country. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. I'm glad that I was born in Canada. I'm glad that I was born in Canada. Where the grass grows greener and the wind blows cleaner in my old Canadian home. Where the snow snows whiter and the moon glows brighter in my old Canadian home. In the foothills of the Rockies, there I'll build a nest all our own. Where the cares are fewer and the hearts are truer in my old Canadian home. In all the world there's no place that really can compare. It's nature's grandest showplace, it's really grand out there. Skies are really sunny, people wear a smile. Home sweet home is heaven, living sure worthwhile. Where the grass grows greener, the wind blows freer in my old Canadian home. Where the
the snow snows whiter and the moon glows brighter in my old Canadian home. In the foothills of the Rockies, there we'll build a nest all our own, where the cares are fewer, 'cause the hearts are truer in my old Canadian home. Away on that bass fiddle. In all the world, there's no place that really can compare than hiking through the Rockies. It's really grand out there. Flowers on the prairie, white-faced cattle roam, little old log cabin in my old Canadian home, where the grass grows greener, the wind blows freer in my old Canadian home. And the snow snows whiter and the moon glows brighter in my old Canadian home. In the foothills of the Rockies, there we'll build a nest all our own. Hey, hey, where the cares are fewer, the hearts are truer in my old Canadian home.
Well, yes, friends, following those classics by none other than the Canadian country music father, Ralph Carter, we are once again back here, and it's that time in the program to welcome our furry, furry companion and beloved mascot, Sinbush the Wonder Husky, to our program this morning. With her collection of songs about historical events in Canadian history. With that mentioned, Sinbush has three story songs for y'all today about Canadian history. First, we'll hear from the all-time classic by Stompin' Tom Connors and his song called The Martin Hartwell Story. We'll then follow with a dear friend of mine and a true friend of the program, Frank Doody, out of Nova Scotia there, and a song he wrote called The Tragedy at Peggy's Cove, or also known as Flight 111. We'll wrap up Sinbush's top favorites here this morning with none other than Canada's first cowboy legend, Earl Haywood. And from Northern Ontario, Earl was well renowned and beloved as a storyteller, especially during the Donnelly album called The Tales of the Donnelly Feud. From that album, we'll hear an all-time classic called The Legend of the Old Roman Line. With that, we'll send these out to our great friends out there today, and especially our good friend, Grant Haywood, who I know also pays tribute to his father, but is also a true friend of ours. With that, I'd like to say thank you to Sinbush for her contribution and her selection of great story songs. Welcome in, friends.
Lost up in no man's land of the Northwest Territories. They were lost up in no man's land. The Martin Hartwell story. The Martin Hartwell story. On November the 8th of 72, north of the Arctic Circle, a plane took off from Cambridge Bay, and the pilot's name was Hartwell. He had to make it to Yellowknife, although the night was storming, to save the lives of an Eskimo boy and a pregnant Eskimo woman. Oh, Mr. Hartwell, said the nurse, I pray that you will guide us to save this woman with her child and the boy with appendicitis. But the wind it blew and the storm it grew and the signal of Contwoida, they missed by miles and flying wild they crashed beside Lake Hota. Lost up in no man's land of the Northwest Territories. They were lost up in no man's land. The Martin Hartwell story. The Martin Hartwell story. Now Judy Hill, the federal nurse, she never lived to waken, and the life of the mother and her child were both soon after taken. But the pilot woke to find himself and the Eskimo boy were living, left in pain beside the plane to search the skies of heaven. Day by day, the pilot lay with both his ankles broken, And it took the lad everything he had to keep the fire stoking. While in the sky too far away, the rescue team were seeking a signal wave that might be traced to Hartwell's radio beacon. Lost up in no man's land of the Northwest Territories, they were lost up in no man's land. The Martin Hartwell story, the Martin Hartwell story. After 19 days, the aerial search was said to be completed, until someone cried, they're still alive and the search must be repeated. And the day the beep was finally heard is a day we'll all remember. A man was found safe and sound on the 9th day of December. Hartwell said he should have died at 35 below zero. And the reason Hartwell did survive, the boy had died a hero. He brought me food when I couldn't move, while he himself grew feeble. Yes, Davy Kootook died a saint and a credit to his people. Davy Kootook died a saint and a credit to his people. Lost up in no man's land of the Northwest Territories, they were lost up in no man's land. The Martin Hartwell story, the Martin Hartwell story, the Martin Hartwell story.
Just a teddy bear soaked in salt is what they found today. Peggy dear, it's not your fault, you know. Sometimes things fall from the sky, and sometimes tears fall from your eyes. They search for something they can blame. Peggy's cove will never be the same. Once upon a time, he was the favorite toy of a little girl or little boy. Till that fateful night left him so all alone. Taken from the ones he loved, falling from the sky above, and wondering why it happened. Just a teddy bear soaked in salt is what they found today. Peggy dear, it's not your fault, you know. Sometimes things fall from the sky, and sometimes tears fall from. Search for something they can blame. Peggy's cove will never be the same. sometimes things fall from the sky, and sometimes tears fall from your eyes. While they search for something they
a story, and I'll tell it in rhyme, of the silly old ghost on the old Roman line. It's as old as the hills, and it's supposed to be true. So gather round, folks, while I tell it to you.
The Donnellys came back, and they rode in disguise out on graveyard. You'd hear those strange cries. The old Donnelly ghost rode time after time on their gallant black horses down the old Roman line.
The Donnelly survivors, Pat, Bill, and Bob, and Jenny, their sister, who made your heart throb, they all moved away the scene of the crime, and only their ghosts were seen time after time. Pitchfork Tom Ryder, Brother Side Road Jim, Spady McLaughlin, who had a big devilish grin, Brother-in-law Jack Kennedy, and Hatchet Purtell, these were the companions of big burly Jim Carroll. They were the neighbors condemned for the crime, and they kept right on living down the old Roman line. Many times it was known they were filled full of fright when they saw Donnelly ghosts in the dead of the night.
The Donnellys came back, and they rode in disguise out of graveyard. You'd hear those strange cries. The old Donnelly ghost rode time after time on the gallant black horses down the old Roman line.
Now there's an old legend that's been told many times about the old Donnelly ghost on the old Roman line. It's often been said, and I guess it's true, all right, you can't drive a horse down that line after night. Well, if you got past the graveyard without any harm, you'd find a horse won't pass the old Donnelly farm. I drove a nag down that road years ago, so if you're in doubt, ask me, 'cause I know.
Donnellys came back, and they rode in disguise out of the graveyard. You'd hear those strange cries. The old Donnelly ghost rode time after time on the gallant black horses down the old Roman line.
Light on the Mantulan Island, once more.
Hello, this is Grant Haywood, the son of Canada's number one singing cowboy, Earl Haywood. They usually call me Son of Earl. And you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back. And thanks, Johnny, for playing a lot of the old-time country.
Take me there and let me live and die.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special morning member of our team here to our program. Of course, she is the smallest member of our morning team, but she has a giant personality, and that, of course, is Gunny, our beloved Dash Hound. As we welcome Gunny to our program this morning, she has a collection of some of the most essential and celebrated songs in all Canadian country music history. First of all, we're going to pay tribute to an all-time classic by the queen of French-Canadian country music, Miss Lucille Starr, and her all-time classic from 1963 called The French Song. We'll then follow with the pride of Alberta and one of the greatest songwriters Alberta ever had, and that, of course, is Ray Griff, and from Ray will be his all-time classic called Canadian Pacific. I'll wrap up this set with none other than the proud son of Alberta and Alberta's own cowboy legend, Ian Tyson, and for me, it'll be an all-time classic called Four Strong Winds. With that, I would like to thank Gunny for her contribution to today's program. And also, Happy Canada Day, everybody.
Quand le soleil dit bonjour aux montagnes et que la nuit rencontre le jour, je suis seul avec mes rêves sur la montagne.
Got my fill, I went to Nova Scotia, and I fished the salty waters for a time. Passing through Prince Edward Island and New Brunswick, I could see the rocks and cliffs of solid stone. Listening to the seagulls calling to each other made me miss my darling and my distant home. Canadian Pacific, carry me 3,000 miles through the valleys and the forest to the sunshine of her smile. Cross the plains and rugged mountains keep this wandering boy from harm.
Canadian Pacific,
take me to my baby's arms. The Atlantic disappeared on the horizon, and Quebec lay waiting for me down the track. For a while I drove a truck to keep from starving. In Ontario I was a lumberjack. Manitoba and Saskatchewan then followed, where the wheat fields and the old Red River flows. In the quiet hours you whistle on the prairie, touch my heart and set my memories aglow. I could feel the nearness of her warm, soft kisses when you rolled into Alberta westward bound. I worked on an oil rig to make some money for a ticket to the sweetest girl around. Pushing on past Lake Louise in all its splendor, where the trees and Rockies touch the sky above. I got to British Columbia and heaven. On your tracks I made it back to my true love.
Canadian Pacific, carry me 3,000 miles through the valleys and the forests to the sunshine of her smile. Cross the plains and rugged mountains, keep this wandering boy from harm. Canadian Pacific.
Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high. All those things that don't change, come what may. Our good times are all gone. I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way. I think I'll go out to Alberta. Weather's good, bad, and fun. I've got some friends that I could go to working for. Still, I wish you'd change your mind if I'd ask you one more time. But we've been through that 100 times or more. Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high. All those things that don't change, come what may. Our good times are all gone. I'm bound. Snow flies, if things are looking good, you can meet me. If I send you down the fair, but by then it will be winter. There ain't too much for you to do, 'cause those winds sure blow cold way out there. Strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high. All those things that don't change,
come what may. Our good times are all gone. I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm never back this way. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way.
This is Jerry Palmer, Canadian singer and songwriter from way back. And you're listening to my good old buddy, Johnny Woodlock. And he spins all the best and legendary country. Thank you, Johnny.
Did I forget to tell her that I'm happy, I'm her man?
Now, friends, following those classic favorites of the Canadian most essential songs of Canadian country music, we're once again back here. And with keeping with the tradition of the Way Back with Johnny Woodlock show, I'd like to now invite y'all to turn back the years to last year, to Canada Day last year, in fact, and an interview I got to do with my good buddy from Oshawa, Ontario, who we call Big Al Trainer, a very beloved member of the Canadian country music family. With that mentioned, many years ago, Big Al also recorded and wrote a song titled The Canadian Flag. Simply tells about the story of the Canadian flag and how it came about. But with that also mentioned, Big Al Trainer was also part of the Smiley Bates touring band for many years. So with that, let's turn back the years. Remember this all-time classic by yours truly and also Big Al Trainer from Oshawa, and we'll follow this with an all-time classic called The Canadian Flag. With that, here's Big Al Trainer from Oshawa.
Hi, Johnny. How are you?
Very good. And how are you, Big Al? It's been a while, but pleasure to be talking to you again.
Yes, and I'm a year older.
Yes, exactly. We all are.
Yeah. Yes, I guess you all come with me. That's good.
That's right. So let's go back to, in the early days, you worked with Smiley Bates, of course.
Yes, I did.
What was he like?
He was a great patriot, too, and the best guitar player with an acoustic guitar that I ever heard. And he was a good friend. He sold albums that, like, you would never believe. When we were traveling, if we pulled the bus into a gas station to get, we'd be there for an hour.
Oh, is that right? Yes.
Oh, people coming on asking, do you have any CDs? Do you have any albums or anything like that? And he'd sit there and sign them and sell them.
Yes, that's what we're missing today, Big Al, for sure.
That's right, yeah. And we traveled right from here to the East Coast.
He also recorded a song called Proud Canadian. Did you work on that one?
I worked on it after it was done.
Okay. Yeah.
I was talking the other day to the 12th Fret. I don't know if you know about the 12th Fret in Toronto.
No.
Music store.
Okay.
So I was in Oshawa here with Smiley and Shell, and he was recording at Ambassador Records in Oshawa.
Yes.
And he recorded that song, and Smiley was kind of the funniest thing you'd ever see. When he came in with a little milk stool.
Oh.
Into the studio.
Yes.
And he'd sit down there and he'd say, well, we're all ready, okay, just give me a few minutes to get organized here. And he'd bring out a pint of cherry whiskey.
Oh, yes, yes.
And he'd say, well, just give me a chance to have a little warm-up here.
Yeah.
And he'd tell stories and jokes and everything like that till he finished that.
I see, yes.
And then he'd say, okay, are you guys all ready? Yeah, yeah. Okay, we're only going to do this once, eh? He said, okay, away we go. And we're starting now. I count one, two, three, okay. And he'd play every song once.
And he'd do it well the first time, too, yes.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. You'd think he had 11 fingers.
Exactly, yes, for sure. Especially on those old ones like Golden Guitar and Old Log Cabin and those ones.
Oh, yes, that's right. Right. Yeah. He'd do them all. Yeah, you'll find a lot of that in my song, like My Friend Smiley Bates,
That's right.
I recorded. There's stories about that in there. Mm-hmm. And anyway, incidentally, going back to what we were just talking about, we do the album. 2 weeks later, we'd show up at the 12th Fret in Toronto, and we'd do it live.
Oh, yes?
Right in the music store. And that was very interesting, because those people, when I was in there maybe 7 or 8 days ago to see about a mandolin. I wanted to get a mandolin. And anyway, they still remembered when we came in.
They
said, oh, I remember you, Trainer, when you came in with me. great.
And he's been gone for about 30 years now, too, so that's quite the memory they've got.
Well, that was the manager who knew that. Yeah, so that was pretty neat.
It's amazing to think that the record store is still in business in today's world from that era.
That's right. What I did a lot of things. Like, he used to do some gospel songs, and he'd very seldom sing with anybody, but he always used to sing with me.
Okay, yes.
And he'd some come walking and some come lame, walking in Jerusalem, just like John.
Okay, yes, I know it well, yes.
And he'd sing that song, and I would do the answer. And the funny thing about Smiley Bates, he'd always introduce the band. And he gets on there and he commits. Eh? He said, well, I'm going to introduce the band to you. He named Billy Gushue. Billy Gushue was a Newfoundlander that came sometimes with us.
Okay.
And and then there was Shell and me and Shell's wife, Janice.
Mm-hmm.
Was there with us. And we'd always open the show. And then we'd bring Smiley up after we'd done so many minutes of our own show. And he'd introduce Shell. He said, on my left is my right-hand man.
Yes.
That would be Shell.
Uh-huh.
And then he said, and the lady in the band is Shell's wife, Janice. And then he'd say, and Mr. Billy Gushue here plays with us the odd time. And he said, and on my right, if you look closely, you'll notice, he's the man who is built like the instrument that he plays. and he said, and he never gets mad at me because I'm always teasing him. He said, he never gets mad at me. He said, you can tell who eats the best in the band. Now he'd love to see me now because I'm down 80 pounds from what I was.
We're going to have to start soon calling you Small Al.
Small Al, yeah. Small Al, that's what I would go by.
So tell us a little bit about a song that you recorded titled, and I believe you did write it. It was called The Canadian Flag, with this being Canada Day and all.
Okay, I guess I would start way back with, I went into the archives to get some of the information from it, because we were under the Union Jack when I did this, when I started it.
Okay, yes.
To write it, when I started to write it. And that's where I got a hold of it. Diefenbaker was in office then. And I started to write. I said, well, in some of the things I found out, that King George gave us the red and white colors.
Oh.
That's where we got them. He allotted Canada the red and the white.
Okay.
And then when you see the maple leaf on it, he said, and the maple leaf was the emblem of Canada. So that's where that came from.
I see, yes.
And then I started writing. I said, well, at the time that I was writing this, I said the Canadian flag was already born, but I want to tell you how it originated and when we went back in 1957, I think it was, to make the new Canadian flag. And I do tell you in the song that I wrote, oh, how it worked in Ottawa on the date. I can't just think right off my head now the date now, but I had the date in it, and it's in the song.
Yes.
And the whole story is in that song. If you listen to that song, you'll see that most of the songs that I write, mm-hmm. you're going to hear about the past tense and present of the particular item that I'm writing about.
Exactly. And that's what I like about your stories.
I did the same thing with the Empress of Ireland. I'll bet you that there are many, many people in Ontario and Canada itself that do not even know about that song, that the biggest disaster in Canadian history was on the St. Lawrence River.
Yes.
And it got hit by a ship coming in from out the Newfoundland way, coming
okay.
in up the St. Lawrence, and a little bit of fog, and all of a sudden a coal ship hit the Empress of Ireland and tore a 300-foot hole in the side of it. And within 14 minutes, it was on the bottom. Yeah. And some people never even got out of their cabins.
And the thing, I understand from talking to you before that it was around the same time as the Titanic, but it was our Canadian Titanic.
It was 2 years after the Titanic.
Yes.
And the Titanic got all the write-up, and hardly anything went in there.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say, Big Al. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, so, mm-hmm. so there was hardly anything wrote about it. I don't know why.
I don't know.
Wondered that, but
I don't know how it ever went unseen or unmentioned.
But you'll get that same thing. You'll get the whole story in that song. And then I wrote the story of the biggest court case in the history of Canada, which was the story of the Black Donnellys from Lucan, Ontario, who the town got together with a vigilante committee and murdered them in their house. And there was mm-hmm. nobody formally charged with that. Charges, but nobody lived through it. There was only one little witness with the young fella, the young kid that was staying overnight because they were going to court the next day. And he was going to stay and look after the animals on the farm.
Did you ever get backlash or remark from your writing about them like Earl Haywood did?
Not really. I knew Earl. Merle Haywood really well. He was quite a guy. And I had a couple of pictures that I put into it that belonged to a doctor from Toronto, and I had to write him and get his permission. He said, "Well, I'll give you permission for the pictures, but I want a copy of the
album."
And I said, "Absolutely, you'll get a copy."
Yeah.
So I was at the farm many times.
Okay.
Down the
old Roman line.
The old Roman line, and in the churchyard.
Yes.
I was there too when the old tombstone was there, and the old tombstone said that it's such and such Bob Donnelly and all the rest, and named them, mm-hmm. were murdered. They didn't put murder on the new one.
I see. That's where they put the new one in. I see. Okay.
And if they'd left the old one there, they would have had nothing left, because people were coming in with a little chisel and hammer and take chunks off it.
That's what I understand. Because, see, my mother went to school up that way, Lucan, Ontario. But she often said that is one place you don't want to be at night.
Yes. They say strange things happen and on the Roman line. And they say horses don't want to go by it. Even now the horses. But I'll tell you, I was there one time because some of my kids, "Dad, can we go and see that?" I said, "Sure, I'll drive you down and we'll show you that. There's not much left there. There's only a hole in the ground where the cabin was, where the house was."
I see.
And but the maple trees are down in the laneway now still. They're still there.
I see, yeah.
So I stopped there and I'm telling the kids about this and about that and all going on. And boy, out of the blue, a car passed us. He must have been doing 100 miles an hour.
Oh, wow. He was trying to get off it.
I don't know where he was going or what he was doing, but he passed us when I was stopped. And they said, "What the heck was that?" And I said, "I don't know. I can't see it. What it was, there was a car, I'm sure."
Yes.
But anyway, they say strange things happen on the Roman line. And there you go. There's one right while we were there.
That's right.
They said, the kids said, "I don't want to get out of here."
Exactly. I don't blame them.
I said, "Okay, we'll go."
So, next, tell us about the art of recitation.
Well, I'll tell you something really funny.
Mm-hmm.
First about it. I'll tell you how I learned to do it.
Okay.
Hours with Smiley Bates.
Yes.
I was up in the cabin, and I'd be staying there all weekend. I had my own motorhome, so I'd drive it up, and I'd drive it on this piece of property up. He owned a cabin in the hill in Bent River.
That's right, yes. Bent River, yeah.
Yeah. So we sit there and he'd say, "Al, you gotta be into your song for one. Never record a song till you know how to do it." Okay, that's right. And he said, "Phrasing, that's what you need."
Exactly.
"You need to be able to phrase the song." And I'd say, "Okay, phrasing, what's phrasing?" He'd show me. Then he'd tell me how to do it.
It's like timing, is it not?
And it is timing.
Yes.
It is and emphasis.
Okay.
He said, "Don't leave your voice at the same tone. Lead the story like you're telling it to somebody." I said, "Oh, yeah, okay." He said, "The same emphasis you use to tell somebody that, that's how you sing the song."
Yeah.
Ah, okay, I got that now. Because I used to do the golden guitar.
Okay, yes, you did.
When he would do it. And I did the Old Doc Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Don't you record your shit till I'm gone, or else you're going to kill me." And I said, "Oh, no, I never could do that."
No, exactly.
But the funny part that I got, coming from Arizona, I got a call from a disc jockey in Arizona, and he said, Al Trainer, he said, "Are you the Al Trainer that does Old Doc Brown, the mm-hmm. golden guitar?" And I said, "Yes. I have them recorded." Well, he said, "I want you to do a recording for me and my partner here at the station. We have a song written, The Titanic, and we have a friend up in Canada who works along with us."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Who would that be?" He said, the singing Newfoundlander.
That's right, Michael T. Wall.
Michael T. Wall.
Yes.
And he said, "Michael T. Wall is going to call you and ask you, will you recite this song for The Titanic for us and record it?" I said, "Okay, I'll try that."
Another thing I was going to ask is, are you getting out to any of the jamborees or festivals?
I'm asked to go up, but I don't go too far.
I see.
What would I say? You get tired.
Yes, you do. I understand that, yeah.
I think I fell 3 times.
Oh, wow. That's not good.
In the weekend when I was setting up all my equipment.
Yes.
And then I said, when I fell twice, and I said, if I fall once more.
That's it, yeah.
I'm going home.
I see.
So yeah. I did, and I went down one more, and I said, that's it. And a young fellow there that was going to be the sound man, mm. He said, Al, you get in the car. He said, I'll pick up your stuff.
I see.
You just relax.
Yeah, exactly.
So then I never went back, but I still... this has been a great
trip down memory lane.
Okay, yeah. I want to thank you for everything.
And you stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
And tell that guy that you said is running the country. Recognize this song and let people hear it a few times.
Yes, I sure will, Big Al.
There is no master song for the flag that I know of.
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you go now.
You take care, and we'll talk to you soon, Big Al. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
The Canadian flag. Yes, this country, Canada, was new. And most Canadians can remember back when the flag flown in Canada was the British Union Jack. From the days of Confederation, so proudly it flew on Canadian flagpoles. It was red, white, and blue. All through World War I, and yes, again through World War II, many brave young Canadians gave their all for the red, white, and blue. And in Flanders fields, where the poppies grow, where brave young men lay row on row, they gave their lives, but these brave men knew it was for home and country and the red, white, and blue. But Canadian people knew Canada was their home, and what they wanted most was a flag of their own. They placed a red maple leaf on a white background, and the Canadian flag was new. It flew high and proud in Canada, and it replaced the red, white, and blue. Oh, it was a great flag, twice as long as it is wide. Flew the first time in Ottawa on February the 15th, 1965. King George V, in November 1921, gave Canada red and white in a proclamation. And the French and the English had already chosen the maple leaf as their emblem of our nation. It was red and white, very bright, as it fluttered in the Canadian breeze, reminding us all our country is free and of our beautiful maple trees. The flag was born and recognized on February the 15th, 1965. The only sad thing about our flag is since then, over 100 young men from Canada have died. These young men who gave their all, and yes, we Canadians feel so bad that our sons and daughters come back to us covered up with our new flag. Today, high above the Parliament buildings, the Canadian flag flies free. Thanks to our young soldiers who died for their country. God bless Canada and always keep her free.
And now, friends, I'd like to pay tribute before we send us into the third and final hour of a true pioneering country music icon in Canadian country music. That, of course, is none other than Tommy Hunter, the Canadian country gentleman, as we all call him. And with that mentioned, Tommy recorded a tribute song to Canada many years ago called No Place Like Home. With that, we'll dedicate this to all us true fans and also true proud Canadians. With that, dedicate this to our good friend and true country music pioneer, Tommy Hunter, up there in London, Ontario. With that, welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Hello, I'm Tommy Hunter. I've just returned from an enjoyable trip with my wife to Europe, and I'm going to say something that I'm sure you've said or heard other people say after returning to Canada from another country. It's great to see, but let me tell you, there's no place like home. The Swiss Alps are magnificent, but I'll still take the Canadian Rockies. The coastlines of England and France were absolutely beautiful and definitely conveyed to me those great moments in history of which I had learned as a child. But I'll still take the coastlines of British Columbia or the beautiful rugged shores of Newfoundland. We drove through Austria, Germany, Italy, and England, but it sure can't come close to a drive through the Annapolis Valley or the Cabot Trail. Or how about a trip through the Okanagan or the Niagara Peninsula during blossom time? I find it a great bonus to live in a country that has two official languages and many cultures, where young children are taught to speak another language, an opportunity which very much enriches their lives. Of all the traveling I've done, I've never seen anything that can compare to an early summer morning in Muskoka or the excitement of a stampede in Western Canada, the solitude of the Quebec countryside, or the golden waving wheat fields of the prairies. Certainly we have some problems to sort out in Canada, and every effort must be made to unify our provinces and to ensure that the culture and the distinction of each is preserved. Maybe what I've learned from my trip away from Canada is that never again will I take her for granted. I'm proud to be a Canadian, and I thank God for that privilege.
I'm standing Nova Scotia proud for Canada. This is Anne Murray. Early in my career, I received a lot of pressure to move to the U.S., but I just couldn't do it. Canada was my safe haven, my light at the end of the tunnel, and it still is. Buy Canadian. Shop as if your country depends upon it. Keep your money in Canada for Canada.
And yes, friends, I do hope you all enjoyed that classic by Tommy Hunter about our beloved Canada. With that mentioned, we're going to send us into the third and final hour here this morning with none other than a couple of classics here of Canadian-based gospel-inspired songs. First, we'll hear an all-time classic from the pride of Bentley, Alberta, and its own Dick Dameron and Jesus, It's Me Again. Then we'll follow with a song written and recorded by none other than Guelph's own Queen of Country Music in Canada. That, of course, is none other than our good friend, Miss Carol Baker. And she's got a classic that was written by a pastor out there in Port Hope, Ontario, many, many years ago in the 1800s. And it was a song that he wrote about his mother in Ireland, I do believe. And it was simply called, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. With that, we'll dedicate these to all our Christian friends, especially Willie Lapointe, out there in Verona, Ontario. And with that, we'll be back on the other side of the third and final hour. Good morning, friends, and happy listening.
Lately, Lord, I almost feel like dying. I wake up like a child alone at night. And sometimes, Lord, just can't keep from crying. And I can't find the strength to carry on. Jesus, it's me again. I'm on my knees again. reach out your hand. Jesus, it's me again. Down on my knees again, begging you please again, reach out your hand. Tried to find a reason, and I've talked to you a time or two before. But this time, Lord, it's more than I can handle. And I know I just can't take it anymore. Jesus, it's me again. I'm on my knees again, asking you please again, reach out your hand. Reach out your hand.